Masechtas Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezvav. This Mishnah is almost a repeat of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah was just discussing sourdough leavening a batch of dough and a combination of both truma and kalayim that made the dough rise. Here it discusses seasoning, spices. Tavlin shall truma v'shal kalayim karam. If there were spices from truma, which are forbidden to a non-kayin, and from kalayim, that's forbidden to anyone. Shenaflu b'kdera, and it fell into a pot of regular chulin food, and it spiced up the food. Loi be'elu k'dei l'tabel, v'loi be'elu k'dei l'tabel. Neither one individually, neither the truma nor the kalayim, had enough to season the pot of food on its own right. And it only is prevented from being nullified if it gives taste and spices the food, but if it's not enough to give taste, then it will be nullified. Here, only when they combine, when starfu v'tiblu, they combine together, and they flavor, they spice the food together. So what's the status of the food? The Tanakhama, that's the Chachamim, they hold Asr Lazarim and Mutra L'Kahanim. It's forbidden to a non-Kayan, but it's Mutra to Kayanim. The Chachamim hold, and this is their opinion in the previous Mishnah and earlier in Mishnah Yud, that the different types of Yisurim can combine, and they combine, the Truma and the Kalayim combine, since Truma is able to be eaten by a Kayan, so the only common denominator between these two is that non-Kayanim are forbidden, and therefore, they combine and non-Kayanim, Zarim, are forbidden to eat the entire pot. However, Kayanim could eat, because since they can eat the Truma, and the Kalayim alone is not enough to make the pot aser. Reb Shimon Matur Lazarim Lekayanim. Reb Shimon argues, and he says that the pot is mutter both to non-kayanim and to kayanim alike, because Reb Shimon follows his opinion in the last Mishnah and in Mishnah Yud that two different types of isurim don't combine to make the proportions necessary to prevent a nullification. Mishnah Tezayin has a similar machlekes, but this time regarding a different isurim. Chaticha shal kache kachim. If a piece of meat from kache kachim, this is holy meat from certain karbanis that were only able to be eaten by kahanim, and this piece of meat fell into a pot and it was cooked with other pieces of regular chulin meat. That's one example. Chaticha shal kache kachim. Or it was other types of forbidden meats. Vishal pigol, vishal nicer. It was either pigol or nicer. These are different psulim, different issues that come up with karbanis. A karban that the avaida is done, it's slaughtered with intention, that the kain who slaughtered it had in mind that he was going to eat the parts that he was supposed to eat after the allotted time that he was supposed to eat them, or to burn the parts that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach after the allotted time that they're supposed to be burnt. In such a case, then the karban becomes pigol, which makes that the meat is forbidden to be eaten even by kahanim. Or nicer is when the meat was actually not eaten during the time that it was supposed to be eaten, the meat from the karban, and it now is past that time limit, it becomes nicer and is forbidden to be eaten. So any one of these cases, we have regular kache kache meat that's permitted to a kain but not to a non-kain, or pigle or nicer. All three of these things, all three fell in together. It's not either or. All three fell in together. Shnes bashlu imachatiches that got cooked together with chulin meat. And the case was similar to the previous Mishnah, that each one in its own right didn't have enough to give flavor to the pot of other chulin meats. And only together they combined to add flavor to this pot. And here it's a mixture where some of the things, like the kachi kachim, are permitted to a kayin but forbidden to a zar, but the pigol and nisar are forbidden even to a kayin. So in this case, we have the same achlekes. The chachamim hold, the tanakama here is asr lazarim umutar lekahanim. The different isurim combine over here, and the common denominator is that it's asr to a zar, to a non kayin, but it's mutar to a kayin because the kache kachim are mutter to a kayin, and the pigle and nicer in their own right did not have enough to give taste to the pot, only with a combination of all three together. And Reb Shimon, matter lazar milkanim, Reb Shimon permits the entire pot both to non-kayinim and to kayinim alike, because he holds that the different types of isurim don't combine, and neither one in its own right had enough to give taste to the pot, and therefore they are all nullified in the large pot, and the entire pot is permitted to non-kain and kain alike.